You're listening to Digging the Dirt, the allotment show with Russ and Jake. Welcome to the show. This is Russ up here in Lancashire, and I'm hoping you've survived Storm Eunice, or certainly your sheds and your polytunnels and your greenhouses have. We didn't escape too badly up here in Lancashire, I have to say. So great to have your company again on the show, and today we'll be looking at a question I put up on social media, and that was, what's the best gardening or allotment advice you've been given? We'll find out. We had a massive response, actually, so we'll find out some of your answers a little bit later in the show. We'll be having a look at what's on TV and on the radio that you can catch up with, what you can be doing on your plot as well during next month, during March. And talking of gardening shows, actually, I found out last week that for the very first time, I'll be off to the Chelsea Flower Show this year. And fortunately, I'm going to be a guest of one of the sponsors of one of the stands there, a gold medal winner from last year. So hopefully we'll be able to talk a little bit more about that in a forthcoming show, and maybe interview the grower as well, and just to find out a little bit more about what it's like to prepare for a Chelsea show. So more about that hopefully in a future program. But as you can imagine, I'm pretty thrilled to be going, my first time to Chelsea this year. Well, what have I been up to on the plot since the last show last month? Well, not a lot is the answer. I've been all over the place with work, unfortunately, and haven't had much of an opportunity to get a lot done. But what I can say, my garlic is sprouting away there in modules in the greenhouse. The broad beans are growing away nicely as well, and I'm chitting some potatoes also at the moment. I'm growing a variety called Home Guard this time. Never grown them before. It's a first early, which I always grow. That's the only potatoes that I do grow, first earlies. And as the name suggests, it was introduced during the Second World War. And Home Guard is said to be a pretty high yielding potato, good resistance to scab as well, that my crops in the past have suffered from. And it promised to be a good flavour, not so floury like some varieties, and a good potato for boiling. And what else have I been up to? Cleaning the old tools. I think I mentioned that last time. And they're all done now, the whole lot. So I'm looking great, actually, and all ready for the new season. And I've just picked up a really nice, very old example of a lady's fork, a very dainty looking old lady's fork there. And so I'll be bringing that back to life in the next couple of weeks or so. Now, I did say, I asked on social media, what's the best advice you've been given for your garden or for your allotment? So many people got in touch, actually. We had a massive response. Now, I can't read them all out, so we're just picking quite a few to read out during the show here today. And first of all, on Twitter, we had a response from Mark Lane, the TV gardening presenter, the landscape designer and writer. And of course, you can see Mark from time to time on Gardener's World. And Mark very simply said his best advice was care for the soil. And absolutely right, of course, that's our growing medium. Everything depends on that, and we have to look after it. Also, Sally Nex, gardener and writer, Sally said, put away the spade and start mulching instead. It makes life so much easier in so many ways. I see what you're getting at there, Sally. Thanks for that top tip. And Terry Walton replied on Twitter. You'll know Terry as the allotmenteer that features on Jeremy Vine's Radio 2 program. He also has a weekly feature in Gardening News, great magazine. And Terry told us, take your time, enjoy, and always look over your shoulder as the weeds creep up behind you. I tell you what they do. And they'll be starting about now, of course, when it's getting a bit longer, the days a little bit lighter for longer, and the soil just starting maybe to warm up just a little bit in the next month or so. We had a tweet from Anna. Keep a diary so you know when you've sowed seed, how many you planted, and the varieties that you grew. And we know that Anna does some great work for Gardening with Disabilities, charity there we mentioned on the last show. And they came back to us with, great comment, next year is always another year. Well, it is. If you've had a couple of disasters that we all have, then there's always next year to look forward to. And of course, these top tips are just very timely, actually, because I know a lot of you are just getting your first allotment and getting to work on that. And of course, that can be pretty daunting, really, for the very first time, especially if you've got a full plot there or a double plot. They can be a bit daunting. Nearly always they're overrun with weeds and whatever, so there's a lot of work to do. So on Facebook, we had Alexandra, and she says, have fun. Don't care what people think. No one can judge you. Absolutely right. Just do your own thing. And Michaela says, join any growing group around you, a horticultural society, an allotment society. They have lots of advice, and a swap shop for plants. And I've got to say, my allotment, just down the lane here from where I am, they have a great plant swap scheme. And I think that only really started during lockdown, the last year or so. And that's pretty popular in the summer months. Swapping plants, swapping seeds, that kind of thing. Joe says, clean your tools before you put them away. My father, that was his advice, he says. Well, Joe, you know what I like about tools, cleaning them up at the end of the season, getting them ready for the season coming up as well. And look after them. They'll last for years. Lisa says, try and enjoy what you're doing. Don't take it too seriously. Wayne says, if it hurts, stop. If it hurts your back, stop. Great advice there. We don't want any accidents or injuries. We've spoken about them before, of course, on the show. Caroline says, my gran always says, don't stress. Mother Earth knows what it's doing. Just be guided and learn from her lessons. As a child, I didn't understand this, but as an adult, now I do both with plants and life in general. Absolutely right, Caroline. That's great advice there. Daphne says, grow what you like to eat. Strawberries, raspberries, and rhubarb are all fairly hardy and don't need a lot of attention. And that's pretty good. I've got a lot of fruit trees now. Rhubarb, the same. Strawberries, raspberries, cherries. And they don't take a lot of looking after. What I would say, Daphne, is make sure they're netted. Otherwise, you'll lose a lot to the birds, of course. I only realized that last year when I bought for the first time some fruit cages. And had an absolutely bumper harvest. Best investment. One of the best investments I've certainly made. Jane says, you will live a long time because gardeners are always looking to next year. No matter how good this year, next year will be much better. Margaret says, spend as much time as possible outside. Watch, touch, listen, smell, even taste. That's how you learn. That, I've got to say, is fantastic advice. How many times do we just stop just for a moment, watch the world go by, touch the plants, listen to the birds, listen to what's going on around you, smell everything in your allotment and taste it. Fantastic. Thanks for that, Margaret. Marilyn says, don't be afraid to have a go. Enjoy it, which is what I do very much. Good for you, Marilyn. Jason says, never listen to anyone who starts with the sentence, I reckon. Well, we've all heard that, haven't we, Jason? Helen says, you're going to kill stuff. Get over it and keep growing. Anna says, very simply, be patient. Absolutely right. Just take your time. Deborah, right soil, right plant, right place, of course, as well. Kayla says, if you want one, plant three. Absolutely. Just in case, of course, one or two don't survive. Top tip. Thanks, Kayla. Debbie, just enjoy it. If you try something and it doesn't work, just try again or try something different. There may be lots of rules about when and how to do stuff like pruning, but if you get it wrong, it really isn't the end of the world. Oh, And Debbie says, take time to just sit down and enjoy what you create. Have fun. Monique says, patience. Don't try to do it all at once. So a lot of you, of course, are saying that. And I think that really is a top tip. You know, don't go there trying to do absolutely everything in a day. Just a little bit at a time. That's the way to go. Charlotte says, I like to try and plant something different. Different vegetables, different flowers or fruit each year. This year, a blueberries, fennel, begonias from Corms as well. Yeah, and as I said before, with your blueberries, don't forget that netting. Jackie says, do little and often. Sally tells us, don't start too early. Bear in mind the frosts. Well, that certainly caught myself and Jake, if you remember last year when we planted several things out far too early, only to find when we had a stroll down the allotment that everything was looking a little bit black and a little bit sad. Yeah, and of course you can get frosts into May, of course, especially up here in Lancashire. So, yeah, don't be fooled by that. It's certainly caught me out in the past, without question. Corrine says, always label your seeds and your seedlings. Well, I've got that wrong in the past, actually, growing something, and it turned out to be a completely different plant, and just got me seeds mixed up, or me labels mixed up, one or the other. Alice says, don't take either your successes nor your failures too seriously, for successes can easily be gone tomorrow, and your failures can teach you well. Remember, it's all about keeping a bit of beauty out there. Darren tells us, don't plant wild garlic. Absolutely not. It'll just take over your plot. I can tell you that now. Kath says, allotment advice. Grow more of what you actually like and like to eat. It sounds simple, but it's easy to get carried away with trying a million things. So yeah, absolutely. What's the point in growing things that you don't even like to eat? Hannah says, plant what you love. There you go. Love what you plant. Bob tells us, never let a weed see a Sunday. Now, that sounds like a pretty old saying. I never heard that before. Never let a weed see a Sunday. So there you go. Top tip, get out there and get hoeing. Like I said, it's with these longer days now, we need to keep an eye on the weed. As Terry said as well, they creep up behind you. Look out. Now, Barbara says, enjoy, don't be pressurized by competitive neighbors. Oh, and she goes on to say, keep a record or a diary as well. Emma tells us, successional sowing and don't sow too early. Yeah, keep things going. That's the idea. Tom says, my dad told me just to plant stuff and don't worry too much. Stick it in the ground. If it doesn't grow or it doesn't grow much, you've not really lost anything, and it's the best way to learn. Thanks for that, Tom. Jill says, even great gardeners have bad years for certain crops. Sarah says, dig and buy a good spade. On the other hand, Gary says, don't dig. Nice and simple. So I presume, Gary, you're a favour of the, as Jake, of course, is, of no dig, of course. Personally, I like a bit of digging. It's good. Good exercise, yeah, and I get just a sense of achievement when I've done, you know, one of my beds down there on the allotment. Karen, on the other hand, says, start off with a cuppa and a biscuit. Absolutely right. Penelope says, there's always next year. Yeah, we've always said that, haven't we? Always next year. Bob is telling us, never, ever pinch another man's rhubarb. Yeah, don't pinch anything, never mind the rhubarb. I had somebody actually, many years ago, strip me apple tree on the allotment. I was just planning the following week to harvest my allotments. Went down there and the lot had gone. And yeah, absolutely gutted. John says, winter digging and tidying up ready for spring is his top tip. And of course, saves a lot of time and work in the spring. Thanks for that, John. Leonard says, bring your laptop with loads of good music to keep you going, and a sandwich and a snack with you, with your flask of tea, so you can sit down and be proud of what you've done, even if you've dug a meter square. It's all good. I take photographs as well, all of the time to inspire and motivate myself. Absolutely right. And if you can just dig a square meter, that's all you need to do. Sit back and be proud of yourself. Thanks for that one. Tracy said, I got my first allotment last year. So really looking forward to growing stuff this year. The best advice I was given by one of the allotment committee, he said, remember, it's an allotment. It's not your garden. It doesn't have to look pretty, just functional. You can spend a lot of money buying new when you can get things for free and a recycle. Annette tells us, take your time. Don't rush into it. Richard, I've learned as I've gone along, and that's where the fun is. My advice is to read up as much as you can, watch YouTube videos on what you want to grow and the structures you want to build. Instagram is also a great place for inspiration. Now, we had a few funny comments as well, some humorous ones, so we just got a few of these just to end this little section here. And Julia is saying, get a gardener. What on earth did you do to get advice like that, Julia? Get a gardener. And Tony, probably on the same theme here. I don't know what you're up to, Tony, but Tony's advice, or advice he was given, was take up golf. You must have done something pretty bad there. Diana says, ignore the grumpy old men on the other plots. Well, we're not all grumpy. Diana, honest. Joan says, always be prepared to have a cup of tea, coffee or wine whilst thinking about what to do next. It's very important. Absolutely right. Don't about the wine. Watch that, especially if you've got a fork in your hand. But just have a bit of fun. Hey, have a bit of fun. And Marcia, weed with your mouth closed. Well, I don't know what's happened there, Marcia. Weed with your mouth closed. Yeah, the mind boggles. Chris is saying it's cheaper to go to Aldi. Well, it might be. But as Chris says, but not as rewarding. I'm glad you followed it up with that. Ryan says, don't join the committee. Well, there you go, Ryan. Had a run-in with them, I guess, there. Don't join the committee. Thanks for all that. There were hundreds more. You can check them out all over the social media posts that I put up there. Have a good read through them all. And good luck to you. If you've got a new allotment or a new garden for that matter, just moved house, whatever it may be, then take it easy. Just do a little bit at a time. Best of all, have fun. Now, let's have a look at what jobs you can get up to this month. Now, you can plant out some early potatoes in March. As I said, I'm just chitting my potatoes home guard at the moment, ready to go out in March, or the back end of March, probably. You can transplant early peas and broad beans, cabbages and lettuces that you might have started earlier off. I'll certainly be doing that in March with the broad beans. I've mentioned I've been growing in modules. You can sow seeds of Brussels sprouts, summer cabbage, broccoli, onions and leeks. You can sow Swiss chard, early varieties of beetroot, parsnips, lettuce, spring onion, peas, broad beans and turnips can be sown during March as well. Plant out your onion sets, your shallots, and in the greenhouse you can start off celery, French beans. If you've got a heated greenhouse or a propagator, why not set off your tomatoes, your chilies, peppers and basil? And as the days are getting a little bit longer, the soil is warming up. As we said before, keep a check out for all those weeds there. Now, gardening shows. Now, last time we mentioned all the big shows coming up right throughout the summer, the RHS shows. So there's a few just kicking off in March as well. So Sunday the 20th of March, we got the Rare Plant Fair at Bishop's Palace, North Somerset. Sunday the 20th also, there's the Plant Hunters Fair at Ness Botanic Gardens. Wonderful place there. Went there a few years back now. Ness Botanic Gardens on the Wirral. And that's the Plant Hunters Fair, Sunday 20th of March. There's another Plant Hunters Fair, 27th of March at Arley Hall and Gardens. That's in Cheshire. And other shows coming up. 2nd to the 3rd of April, it's the Cornwall Garden Society. It's their spring flower show. And that's the Royal Cornwall Showground at Wade Bridge. There's the garden show at Firle Place, and that's in the Alloos, East Sussex. That's the 15th to the 17th of April, 21st to the 24th of April. It's the Harrogate Spring Flower Show as well. That's on the Great Yorkshire Showground in Harrogate. And 29th to the 30th of April, it's Toby's Garden Festival, and that's Powderham Castle, Kenton, and that's near Exeter down there and Devon. And the Gardener's World Spring Fair, that's at Bewley down in the New Forest, 29th of April to the 1st of May. Now, on TV, what can you be catching up on there? Well, I tell you what I enjoy watching, and that's Your Garden Made Perfect. A great show, Friday nights, BBC Two, presented by Angela Scanlon. There's two great designs. First of all, you see them in virtual reality, which is amazing, actually, what they can do with that, just on the design front. And then one is chosen to be built. And the great thing about that, the designers just talk through how they design, how they start the design for those particular gardens, what they're looking for, where the sun comes up, etc. And it's just a great little insight into how these designers work. The other thing as well on that program, they also feature a very small garden as well, and just show you what you can do on a very, very small garden. I think the last one I saw, it was actually just a balcony, and how they can work their magic there. BBC One in the afternoons, you can watch Garden Rescue. That's the Rich Brothers with Arit Anderson or Charlie Dimmock. And again, you can see how they come up with their designs and transform basic gardens. Another great kind of relaxing program there. And of course, you can catch up with any of those on the iPlayer. And not forgetting Gardener's Question Time on Radio 4 Fridays at 3 o'clock, and you can catch up on the BBC Sounds app with those. Well, that's about all the time we got for on today's show. Thanks for your company. Thanks for listening. Look after yourselves. Jake will be back next month, so we'll have a good catch up with Jake. See what he's been up to over the winter months, what he's got planned for this year. Now, if you've got any gardening questions or anything about the show at all, just email on skywaveradiouk@gmail.com, or you can post on Jake's Facebook page, and that's Gardening Tips from the Village Idiot. Gardening Tips from the Village Idiot. Thanks again. Thanks for your company. Keep yourselves safe. Catch you next time. Ta-ra. You've been listening to Digging the Dirt, the allotment show with Russ and Jake.